This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Trump wants to hear from the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment probe against him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The whistleblower's lawyer says the person is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans, but the president's waving that off, saying written answers are not acceptable. But those are exactly what he himself provided during the special counsel's Russia probe, giving written answers to limited questions. As the president pushes for the whistleblower to testify, his administration's blocked four more officials from appearing before impeachment investigators despite being subpoenaed. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the president's essentially helping build the case against him.
This will only further add to the body of evidence on a potential obstruction of Congress charge against the president.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least five people were killed when Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against protesters in Baghdad. Reuters' Emily Spychal has more.
Iraqi protesters turning their anger towards Iran as they tried to break into the Iranian consulate in the Shiite Muslim holy city of Karbala. Chanting "Iran out," Iraqi security forces opened fire on the crowd. It's just the latest deaths in a deadly crackdown since anti-government protests swept Iraq since early October. The anger over economic hardship and corruption is aimed at the sectarian power-sharing system of governance introduced in Iraq after 2003. The political class is seen by many as subservient to one or other of Baghdad's main allies, the US and Iran, who use Iraq as a proxy in a struggle for regional influence.
This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility, the latest in steps that go against what it agreed to in a 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. Rouhani said the injection of uranium gas into the centrifuges was set to start on Wednesday. Iran previously went past limits on the amount of enriched material it is allowed to stockpile and the level to which it is allowed to enrich uranium. A new report finds sanctions imposed on North Korea are failing to advance denuclearization prospects on the Korean Peninsula while causing immense suffering to the civilian population. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations strengthened economic sanctions against North Korea in 2016 with the aim of bringing Pyongyang to the nuclear negotiating table with Washington. This tactic, however, has not worked. The talks remain deadlocked. While targeted sanctions against North Korea's elite are ineffective, authors of the report say evidence shows they are having a devastating impact on the general population, especially women and children. They say sanctions are adversely affecting humanitarian aid and economic development in the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UK will not be publishing a report on alleged Russian meddling in British politics until after the December 12th election, something it says is standard procedure. One of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's senior ministers said on Tuesday that the Parliamentary Select Committee report has received security service clearance but has not yet cleared approval at Johnson's Downing Street office. And for that reason, it will not be published ahead of the pre-Christmas election. Michael Gove told the BBC that the government was not sitting on the report and that the process was, quote, the same process as ever. But the chairman of the Intelligence and Security Committee rebuts his claim. Dominic Grieve has said there is no legitimate reason for postponing its publication of the report. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she was saddened by some people being wounded in anti-government protests at the weekend amid 5 months of sometimes violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. There have been many injuries in the protests, but no deaths, hospital authorities said on Tuesday that a 22-year-old student at a Hong Kong university who fell during protests was in critical condition. The Hong Kong leader later claimed the report of Chinese President Xi Jinping.
During a very short meeting with President Xi Jinping, he expressed care and concern about Hong Kong, especially given the social disturbances that we have seen.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.